The Ministry of Energy and Petroleum has denied claims that the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, is up for sale in fulfillment of conditions attached to the second Millennium Challenge Compact. There are media reports alleging that government has resolved to privatize the Electricity Company of Ghana as part of a condition to access the second compact of the Millennium Challenge account worth more than $500 million. But a statement signed by the Minister of Energy, Amakofi Bua, described the publications as untrue. He explained that the second compact has been carefully developed to holistically address challenges in the entire power supply value chain, specifically in generation, transmission, distribution, sector regulation and capacity building. We'll bring you details of the statement.
The statement said, after the successful execution and implementation of the first compact, which represented a new strategy for the transformation of agriculture and transport, Ghana has been selected among a few countries to benefit from a second compact under the US government's MCC, having demonstrated commitment to strengthening good governance, economic freedom, elimination of extreme poverty and investment in its people. A growth diagnostic study identified three critical binding constraints to economic growth in Ghana. These are inadequate and unreliable supply of electricity, lack of access to credit, and lack of access to secure land rights. Ghana's challenges with electricity availability, the second compact will focus on specific interventions in the power subsector aimed at increasing electricity access and reliability. The goal of the second compact is to reduce poverty through economic growth in Ghana with interventions in the power sector. According to the statement, this compact has been carefully developed to holistically address challenges in the entire power supply value chain, especially in generation, transmission, distribution, sector regulation and capacity building. The program has six projects designed to address the power supply constraints whilst enhancing efficiency, transparency and accountability in the power supply chain. The expected outcomes for the distribution and access projects are reduced outage, improved power quality, improved access and intensification of connections, reduced commercial and technical losses, improved customer service, improved financial and management, and sustainability and reduced cost of service. It adds that these efforts to resolving distribution challenges should not be seen as the sale of ECG or NETCO.
A statement from the Ministry of Energy and Petroleum denying claims that ECG is up for sale as part of conditions for accessing the second compact of the Millennium Challenge account. Meanwhile, the sector minister, Amakofi Bua, has been throwing more light on the issue. He told Radio Ghana that the country stands to benefit substantially when the program is fully implemented. According to him, a lot of work has already been done. He spoke to Dorian Ampofu.
The ECG and NETCO are not up for sale. And I think clearly what has to be said is the advantage we are going to have with the second compact. As you know, after the completion of the first compact, which focused on transport and agriculture, Ghana was among four African countries that was selected because of our focus on reducing poverty, good governance, and so many other things that we've been able to do right. We did a constraint analysis, and access to power became the critical constraint to our economy growth, and that is why we are focusing that on the energy sector. It is going to be focused on six very important projects, and two of them has to do with turning around the ECG and turning around the Northern Electricity Company. Some of the steps that we are taking are things that we already know. We already know, for example, the challenges we face with customer satisfaction, responsiveness of ECG's operations, the losses, and all of these areas are things that ECG, and as part of the long effort by government in the power sector reform, is already doing. For example, ECG currently is focusing on outsourcing, prepayment metering, collections, focusing on subcontracting for work and maintenance work. The discussion is focusing on those areas to see private sector participation in all those areas that will bring about efficiency and optimum customer satisfaction. And that is the direction we are going. Let's not go to say that ECG is for sale.
How will be the mode of utilizing the second compact of the Millennium Challenge account?
I think that the processes is already ongoing. We have agreed in principle the areas of focus after 2 years of exhaustive study and work, and we concluded that the areas areas that need critical focus is the distribution sector, access to electricity, making sure we strengthen regulatory capacity of PURC and the Energy Commission, making sure we focus on the things that are preventing independent power producers from coming in, and addressing energy efficiency issue. Those are things that will bring about efficiency and make sure the access to electricity is improved. And that's exactly what we are going to do.